Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Can you imagine working in a job for 50 years? It's almost unheard of these days. People change jobs more often than they change their underwear, it seems.
Yes. Imagine working in a job 50 years and maintain the same level of enthusiasm as when you first started.
Yeah.
That would be near impossible, you'd think.
Well, that's what Kay Wartmeyer has done. Kay started working at the Coles in Fig Tree, Wollongong way back in 1972. And this year, she celebrates 50 years working at the Coles, and they had some big celebrations.
Good morning, team and customers. We just ask everyone to take a second today to celebrate Kay's 50-year anniversary working here at Coles Fig Tree. If we could all give her a round of applause, please. Hip, hip, hooray.
That was pretty lackluster, guys.
Great toolbox meeting, Jeff.
Oh, the way it was going, I thought that was going to turn into this.
Can I just ask all shoppers to put their hands together for Kay to mark 50 years? Also, roast chickens are half price in the deli right now, so grab yourself a bargain.
Come on, 50 years in the job, guys. At least give her a card and a $5 mud cake, something.
It sounded like that announcement, but got any more exciting, a funeral might break out.
Yeah.
It's like,
No, some of the shoppers did applaud her, though, because okay. She is a favourite of shoppers there at the Fig Tree Coles.
Has to be.
She's been working there since she was 17.
So that long they built Fig Tree around her?
Pretty much, yeah. She's seen it all at this point. And, people love her so much so that they are willing to queue for a chat with Kay.
They come to me all the time. They lined up actually up the aisle just to come to me. So we have a chat and talk about things, and they like the way their bags get packed.
That's some good packing, Kay.
Yeah, I know that all of a sudden when you're about to line up at a checkout and you see someone's about to go on break, everyone goes, oh, but just imagine the big, oh, when she goes on break.
Yeah.
Free counselling.
Normally you go to the 12 items or less aisle if you want to get through quickly, but for her it's like a 12-minute chat or more.
That's 12 her issues aisle. Or less.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good. People love the conversation with Kay. Yeah. It's better than the conversation you get at the self-service checkout. It's always like,
unexpected item in bagging area.
Just open up to me. Talk to me. Automated supermarket checkout lady. People love Kay so much so that, she's actually got a bit of a nickname at the Fig Tree Coles.
Throughout her 50 years, she's managed to gain herself a nickname.
On Special K.
Special K.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice? It's better than the name they had for Colin the Incontinent Trolley Boy. That was Coco Pops. Poor Colin.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Well, I did notice something when I first saw my brand new neighbours move in across from my little Battle Axe area, that all of a sudden there is a sticker on their letterbox. I'm going, oh, okay, so they like rugby league, but it wasn't the Dragons. I was a bit upset. It's actually the Cronulla Sharks.
Ooh, is that ScoMo's favourite team?
ScoMo's favourite team. ScoMo was in the crowd on the weekend cheering them on, but there's always just a huge rivalry between the Dragons and also the Sharks because they're right near each other as well. Because you got Cogra, which is right near Cronulla, and also down the road you got Wollongong as well, and that's the next closest team.
I didn't know that.
So they're actually bitter rivals in a sense as well. So all of a sudden he was sort of, Gaddy, my neighbour, was coming over and he was just talking about, he's like, I'll have to do some sort of wage or whatever for the football. And I'm like, all right, I've lost too many six packs of beers over the years from the Dragons costing me. I'm like, all right, maybe something else. So I actually lit the fuse yesterday afternoon when I got home from the gym. When I was here at work, I printed out like a little picture of the Dragons logo and I actually blue tacked it over his Sharks one.
Oh, letterbox. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's
how
that's
well
sort
do you
of,
know this Gowdy?
Oh, yeah, fairly well.
Okay.
He took it all in stride, but I think
some people, like, following their club is like a religion.
I was going to come over with the axe and demand that he's going to blow, chop the house down or whatever.
Start a holy war with your neighbour.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I reckon we take it up to the next level. I reckon I've just got the perfect idea of what we can do for a bit of a wager. So I got his number here. Let's give him a call and have a chat with him, shall we?
Punch it in, sir.
Here we go.
We'll give him a bell. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Gowdy. It's your friendly neighbour, Hutsy. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just giving you a quick little welfare check just to make sure you're doing okay before tonight's match between the Sharks and the Dragons. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling real good, mate.
All right. You may have noticed there was a sticker on your letterbox yesterday. What was on there?
Some bloody vandal bloody put a dragon sticker on there.
Oh, you mean over the top of the Sharks one? Yeah, it was some guy down the road. I saw him running away giggling.
Yeah. My daughter wasn't really impressed, actually.
Yeah, young Lucy, I heard a knock on the door. I walked to the door and she's got her hands on her hips giving me the double teapot going,
oh, really?
What have you done to our letterbox?
Yeah, and you knew nothing about it.
No idea. But we did mention, because you came over a few days ago saying, what about some sort of a wager for tonight's match between the Sharks and the Dragons? And it sort of got me thinking. I'm thinking, what could it be? Usually I go like a six-pack of beer, but this is a wholesome family show. So I decided to think maybe, since I've already lit the spark of having the Dragons paraphernalia on your letterbox, what about if the Dragons win, you have to have a dragon sticker on your letterbox until the Sharks beat the Dragons, and if by some strange chance the Sharks beat the Dragons,
you're confident,
I'll have a shark sticker on my letterbox until they meet again and maybe the roles are reversed.
Yeah, no, that sounds good to me, Archie.
Sounds fair to you.
Just a sticker on the letterbox.
That's a bit weak. I thought you were tougher than that.
I thought you'd have like a banner in the front window. You should go all out, you know.
I would only embarrass the man. He's a family man. I can't embarrass him in front of his family too much.
I thought we'd go a bit better than that.
Yeah, or wear the opponent's jersey for a week. Like, you'd have to wear a Sharks.
I don't have a Sharks jersey. Have you got a Sharks jersey?
Loan... Yeah, you can loan mine.
There you go.
And I'll give you a loan of the Dragons one for a week.
Yeah, too easy.
Yeah. I reckon the post is going to get a good laugh out of when he delivers your mail and sees a big dragon sticker. Go, oh, that gout, he loves his dragons.
Yeah.
You didn't cover up the no junk mail sticker, though, did you? Otherwise, he's in for some extra catalogues this week.
All right, the battle lines have been drawn, so may the best man win. If you hear screaming from my house tonight, you'll know the Dragons didn't do too well.
Yeah, no worries.
Maybe I'll call in sick tomorrow. I'm feeling a cough coming on.
All right, all the best.
Have a good one, sir. Keep milking those cows.
Yeah, no worries, buddy. I'll catch you later.
See you, mate. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
That's Gowdy.
It's going to be very interesting.
Neighbor.
I reckon we'll know when, like, the Sharks or the Dragons score. I'll be in my house, like, standing next to my car, just beeping the horn. just beeping the horn, like a stalemate. We'll see how it goes.
All right, we'll find out tomorrow. If you rock up in a Sharks jersey, I'll know who won.
You will.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
We have just record job vacancies. As of the end of last year, I think there was, like, 396,000 job vacancies. And, our jobless rate is at its lowest. Unfortunately, that also means there's not enough people to work at your local shops. You know, you go to your cafe and, you know, they might have their doors closed because they just don't have the staff available that day.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of posts for local business owners saying, sorry, we're going to have to close the restaurant tonight because we don't have enough staff.
Mm.
It's a common problem.
And we've got an aging population as well. A lot of people, they retire and they enjoy the good life, as they should.
Yeah.
They've worked hard their whole life. Some people, like Patricia Douglas, they still like to earn a bit of money on the side. Patricia actually works as a lollipop lady.
71-year-old Patricia Douglas is among Carrum's best crossing supervisors.
It would take me to be hit by a bus for me not to turn up for my shift. I'm very reliable.
Other crossing supervisors aren't as reliable, hence why, you know, Patricia's always worried about getting hit by a bus.
I think so.
Unfortunately, though, like a lot of other retirees, Patricia gets stung by the tax man.
Of course.
If she works and she's collecting a pension. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, they just start cutting into your pension. I think for every dollar you earn, you lose 50 cents on your pension, something like that.
It ends up working. You're working for a couple of dollars an hour.
Yeah. And most of these pensioners, they're working that extra side hustle just to enjoy things, because the pension barely covers cost of living, especially now.
Yeah.
So they reckon over in New Zealand, though, they've got it sorted when it comes to this huge, you know, vacancy rate. They are enlisting the Grey Army to great effect. Like, they've got them in. They're saying, like, we can do this. If we fix the pension rate problem and the taxing of it, then we should enlist a lot more retirees here in Australia. This is Ian Hench of the National Seniors Australia Group talking about it.
They have 25% of their pensioners working. In Australia, we have about 3%. If we were the same as New Zealand, we'd have around 500,000.
Half a million people back in the workforce if we did what New Zealand does. So, I mean, even Gandalf the Wizard, he's come out of retirement. Like Patricia, he works as a lollipop man. He's like, so he's screaming at the kids when they try to go across the crossing on their bikes in the morning.
A bit of theatrics, but yeah, he loves it.
He loves it. So, it's good if we get more people back from retirement helping out during this issue. Steve Stakos, he's the mayor of Kingston, and he's like, there's a lot of good reasons why we should try and get our older friends in the community back into the workforce.
They turn up to work on time. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time. They're loved by our community.
Yeah, it's true. Although some of them might take a while to get up to speed. It'll be like Grandpa Simpson when he works at Krusty Burger. Like,
I said French fries!
What the? Do we sell French fries?
That'd be me coming out of retirement, I reckon. I barely struggle with my comprehension now.
Oh.
I'm like, if I retired and they went, oh, we don't have enough announcers at Power FM, Brad and Hutsy,
yeah,
come back and do the breakfast show. Can you imagine, like, in our 70s doing this?
I reckon you'd be turning up alone because I'm going deaf now. Imagine me in 30 years. I won't even hear the phone ring.
You'd be like, turn up my headphones, Brad. I'm like, they're up to maximum. Turn your hearing aid up. I'd need a glossary just to keep up with slang. I'd be like,
of course, that
that's
too.
The latest one. Apparently it slaps hard. It slaps hard. I don't understand. And then it'd just be like 15 minutes of me ranting about how music is crap these days.
Yeah.
In my day, we had Ed Sheeran and he'd sing about a Lego house and we play Ed and then we play him again just over an hour later and nobody complained. And if they did, we ignored them. Good times, good times.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.